We're going to do the mountain meditation. But before we do the guided meditation, I'd like to simply have you relax and make yourself very comfortable. Find a comfortable position wherever you are seated. And let's begin by simply closing our eyes and turning our awareness to our breathing, letting go of the outside world, turning our awareness inward to the present moment, simply noticing our breath, noticing the air going in and the air going out, not trying to change it, just noticing. You may notice the gentle rise and fall of your belly with each breath. If you find that you're distracted by any thoughts, any noises from the outside, simply notice, let go, and return your awareness to your breathing. Eyes closed, muscles around the forehead, eyes, cheeks, and jaw, very relaxed. Mountains are often known as places of vision. In meditation practice, it can be helpful sometimes to borrow the wonderful qualities of mountains. Mountains are abiding presence and stillness. So I'd like you to picture the most beautiful mountain you know, either one you have seen or one that you can see in your mind's eye. And notice all you can about it. Notice its overall shape, the lofty peak, the base rooted in the earth. And notice as well how massive it is, how unmoving, and how beautiful, whether seen from far or close. A beauty that emanates from its own unique shape and form. Just sit for a few moments and breathe with this image of the mountain. And when you feel ready, see if you can bring the mountain into your own body so that your body sitting here and the mountain of your mind's eye become one. See if you can experience in your body the sense of uplift of the mountain deep in your own spine. Invite yourself to become a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are, a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. As the light changes, the mountain just sits, simply being itself. It remains as the seasons flow one into another, and as the weather changes moment by moment, and day by day. A calmness abiding all change. Through it all, the mountain continues to sit, unmoved by the weather, by what happens on the surface. And as we sit, we can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives. We all experience periods of light and dark. We experience storms of varying intensity. We endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as those of joy and uplift. By becoming the mountain, we can link up with its strength and its stability. We can use its energies to support our efforts to encounter each moment with mindfulness, equanimity, and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our emotional storms and crises, are much like the weather on the mountain. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, and known for what it is. In holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and stillness and wisdom than we may ever have thought possible right in the midst of our storms. Mountains have this to teach us and more if we can come to listen. Can you carry this image of the mountain with you in your daily life and explore its usefulness in deepening your own capacity to dwell in stillness and to sit for longer periods of time, to sit in the face of adversity, difficulties, and storms? Can you see this mountain in others and allow them their own shape and form? Keeping this mountain image in mind, or bringing it to your mind whenever you feel the need, can help you to identify with the qualities of calmness and equanimity in the midst of whatever storms may be swirling around us.